This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 729, Why Cost Per Click Doesn't Matter and Why You Should Want to Pay More, part one by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. And welcome, I am Dan and I'm your host here. I'm with you every single day reading to you from some of the very best blogs on entrepreneurship. And today's post, as I mentioned, comes from Neil Patel. I'll tell you more about Neil and his website right after the post. And today's post is a little bit longer than usual, so I'm going to break it into two parts. I'll read the first one for you right now and then finish it up tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one as we optimize your life. Why cost per click doesn't matter and why you should want to pay more. Part one by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. When bidding for terms on Google AdWords, there's always a single metric that gets people hung up. More often than not, cost per click is a big pain point that gets PPC advertisers worried. Is the keyword expensive per click? If so, then forget about it. We can't afford it. It's going to drive our costs through the roof. We'll drain our budget in a month. Cost per click does, in fact, have the potential to drain your budget fast. But if you're making money on those clicks, you have more money to reinvest in your budget. In reality, there are vastly more important things to focus on rather than the cost you pay for each click. Sure, CPC is important, but it's one piece of a very large pie. The majority of that pie should revolve around something different. You should focus on a metric that really matters when it comes to your budget, cost per acquisition. Here's why cost per click doesn't matter, what really matters, and why you should want to pay more in the end. Cost per acquisition is the only thing that matters. PPC-based platforms like AdWords, Facebook, and Bing tend to focus on vanity-style metrics. They look at metrics that don't really tell you how well your campaign is going. They emphasize things like clicks, impressions, bids, and more. These metrics are great for tracking performance over time, but they shouldn't be your main focus. Similarly, we could also consider cost per click a vanity metric. But if I know one thing, I know this is true. Cost per acquisition is the only thing that matters when it comes to bidding costs on a given PPC platform. Are you having trouble believing me? Let me explain with an example. Let's say you're researching a keyword on the AdWords Keyword Planner, or a tool like SEMrush, and you notice that your CPC is high. For example, that keyword costs, on average, $33 per click. Yikes! That's pretty darn high, right? It seems unbelievable to pay that much for a single click, considering how many clicks it takes to get a conversion on AdWords. But when you break it down, that actually isn't that expensive. Why? Because it all depends on the product or service you're selling. Sure, if you're selling a $15 e-commerce product, paying that much for a single click obviously doesn't make sense. But the flip side of the coin is also true. If the product or service you're selling is worth $5,000, then paying $33 for a click isn't going to be a huge portion of your overhead. According to WordStream, the average cost per click on the search network across all industries is $2.32. With that average, it's relatively easy to understand what your typical cost might look like. But you need a bit more data to really understand how unimportant cost per click is in the big picture. The average click-through rate in AdWords across all industries is 1.91% on the search network. That means that if you got 1,000 impressions, you can reasonably expect 19 of those users to click on your ad and explore your landing page. Now you need the final puzzle piece, conversion rate. The average conversion rate on AdWords across all industries is 2.7% on the search network. Now, this will obviously vary depending on your industry. For example, finance and insurance have nearly a 10% conversion rate, whereas e-commerce has less than 2%. With all this data, it's time to make some calculations that will show you exactly why cost per click doesn't matter. To do this, I recommend opening up a Google Sheet that you can use to keep track of the calculations. To get started, structure your doc with your own data on AdWords. Start by outlining your CPC, CTR, and conversion rate for a given campaign or ad group. This will give you the proper benchmark data that you need to make a basic calculation. Next, suppose that you generate 2,000 impressions. Place that number in the impressions column. Next, multiply your impressions number, 2,000, by your click-through rate, 1.91%. That would generate 38 clicks for me based on that calculation. Place that number back in your spreadsheet to keep track of it. Now, take your average cost per click and multiply it by your clicks, entering that number into the cost column. CPC times clicks equals cost. Lastly, it's time to calculate your total conversions. For this example, I'd multiply my total clicks by my conversion rate. In this example, 38 clicks would generate one conversion for me. I got 2,000 impressions on my ads. That generated 38 clicks and one conversion, costing me about $88. Now that you have an idea of how much a single conversion costs for your business, it's time to analyze what your bottom line is. What is the average value of the service you're selling for this campaign? Is that cost per acquisition of $88 too high in this case? If it is, then you need to lower your bids and work on increasing your conversion rate or find a new keyword. For most advertisers on Google, the cost per lead or acquisition of a customer won't be higher than their bottom line. This is a prime example of why cost per click doesn't matter. So what if my total end cost is $88 for a single sale? That's nothing if I'm selling a service or product worth $5,000. Cost per click is all relative. Imagine that your cost per click is an impossible price of $100,000. If your end sale is $100 million, you won't care about the astronomical cost per click, right? Cost per acquisition should be your focus, not cost per click. If you are still making a profit on each sale, CPC is irrelevant. In fact, here's why you should want to pay more. Bidding higher means higher rankings and more clicks. Now that you know why cost per click doesn't matter, let me show you why you should want to pay more. Google AdWords works on a bidding system, so the average cost per click might vary from the real costs you're paying. In fact, you could be paying much less than a keyword says, or maybe just a bit over. Either way, the difference isn't always huge. But knowing that lots of different advertisers are bidding for the same items, you want to pay more per click. Why? It will help your rankings. Do a search for a keyword like flower delivery. You'll likely see that the competition level is very high. It's a competitive keyword. That simply means that tons of advertisers are bidding on it, which is evident from a simple Google search for the term. Did you notice how 1-800-Flowers is at the top of the list? They got there by bidding higher than the other advertisers below them. Why would they do it? It's because they want to get higher rankings. No matter what type of search term you bid on, ranking in the first ad position is going to get you a higher click-through rate. More clicks on your ads likely means more conversions. It at least gives you more chances to convert visitors. And if your average cost per acquisition isn't coming close to your margins, bidding higher means getting more conversions at barely any additional cost. Plus, in most cases, you won't have to increase your bid dramatically to take the top spot. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Why Cost Per Click Doesn't Matter, and Why You Should Want to Pay More, by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Neil for letting us share his work. Neil is an online marketing wizard. So even if you don't have an online business necessarily, you do need a presence online, and he can help you get more customers. Neil is all about generating more traffic and sales, and he's got a proven track record as well, as he's been named one of the top 10 marketers by Forbes. Entrepreneur Magazine says he created one of the 100 most brilliant companies. He was recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 30 by President Obama, and a top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 35 by the United Nations. So come check out everything he has to offer. There is plenty of it at neilpatel.com. But that's it for episode 729 of Optimal Startup Daily. I will, of course, be back tomorrow to finish up part 2 of this post, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.